menavigasi sistem kesehatan di Australia, memahami apa yang disampaikan oleh dokter, serta mengingat semua informasi tersebut bisa jadi sangat membingungkan, bahkan bagi Anda yang tinggal dan besar di Australia. Terlebih lagi jika Anda baru tiba di negara ini. Namun, ada satu aplikasi online bernama My Health Record yang dapat membuat hidup Anda lebih mudah. Berikut ini pendengar, rangkuman yang disusun oleh Audrey Burgett. Kita semua pernah mengalaminya. Kembali dari dokter, berusaha mengingat dengan tepat apa yang telah disampaikan oleh dokter tadi, atau pergi ke dokter spesialis dan kemudian kesulitan menjelaskan apa yang telah disampaikan oleh dokter yang sebelumnya kita temui. My Health Record dibuat untuk membantu Anda mengatasi situasi-situasi semacam ini. Rekam medis My Health Record ini merupakan rangkuman informasi kesehatan Anda secara online. Dr. Monica Trujillo dari Badan Kesehatan Digital Australia menjelaskan bahwa Anda dapat mengakses catatan kesehatan ini, pendengar, setiap saat.
This is almost like a safety net where all the information is in there and you can actually go afterwards and have a look at it. We know that when you go and see your GP, when you go and see a doctor, it's quite daunting. And so you only take about 30% of the information in your head with you. So having access to information is quite empowering for consumers.
Para dokter akan mengupload rangkuman kesehatan, kejadian-kejadian yang berhubungan dengan medis, serta salinan resep obat dalam catatan ini. Sementara Anda dapat juga memperbaharui informasi tentang diri Anda dan menambahkan catatan jika perlu. Untuk dapat menggunakan My Health Record, Anda perlu memiliki Medicare dan mendaftarkan diri.
So there's different ways to register. You can go online. There's a My Health Record website, which you can go and register. There's also by phone. Or there's also an assisted registration module with your local GP. So if you have a local GP that is well known to you, you can actually do an assisted registration process with them.
Anda dapat mengeset sendiri pengaturan privasi yang Anda inginkan, sehingga Anda dapat memutuskan dokter siapa saja yang memiliki akses ke dokumen-dokumen Anda, serta dokumen mana yang dapat dilihat oleh siapa. Anda juga dapat memperoleh pemberitahuan jika seseorang mengakses informasi Anda tersebut. Fitur menarik lainnya pendengar adalah Anda dapat menominasikan seseorang, misalnya saja anggota keluarga, untuk dapat mengakses rekam medis Anda tersebut.
I am a migrant myself. My parents are Spanish speaking, so they can put me as a carer and after the visit to the GP or to anywhere, we can talk through the documents together. So any consumer can access and edit their information, but they can also nominate who they want to have as accessing that information, so that it is, you know, a community of care.
Para orang tua juga dapat mendaftarkan anak-anaknya, sehingga informasi kesehatan mereka dapat tergabung menjadi satu.
For example, for me, I got access to my record and my two children, and so in there is information about their immunizations, which always when you're moving from place to place, and as I said, being a migrant myself, you always lose that information. It's so difficult, and having that in there, it's so important because you can access it, you can have controls over it, and you can actually access all the information regardless of where you are, where you moved, or where you come from, or where you're going to.
Sue Elderton adalah National Policy Manager di Carers Australia. Dirinya yakin bahwa My Health Record merupakan satu alat yang sangat berguna bagi para pendatang baru di Australia.
For people coming to Australia, especially if English isn't their first language and they're struggling with it, really the magic of a digital health record is it's there and it's available to the health professionals you deal with, whether they're general practitioners or specialists or in hospitals, or I think allied health workers as well. So you don't have to remember all the details. You don't have to remember all the complicated medical terms because that information can be accessed by those professionals on the spot.
Ia sendiri dan keluarganya menggunakan My Health Record ini dan secara khusus mensyukuri adanya sistem ini di saat keadaan darurat.
In the case of my son, he's an epileptic. He's had epilepsy for a very long time. After a seizure, it's very difficult for you to remember anything. So again, you know, if you're being attended on by medical people, ambulance people, the like, it's very difficult for you to describe to them what's happened to you, let alone some of the other information that's required once you get into hospital.
Dalam situasi semacam ini pendengar, tekanan memang tinggi, namun Anda perlu mengingat banyak hal secara mendetail.
What level of medication are you on? What is it? When did you last have a major seizure like this? What were your injuries, if you had injuries? And similarly, you know, I've been with him in those situations where as his carer, I'm panicking on his behalf and I lose my capacity to remember all the details that I could offer up if he can't do that. And I don't have to if the health record's there.
Dalam kasus ini, di mana orang yang merawat harus memberikan informasi bagi orang yang dirawatnya, maka memiliki rekam atau catatan digital dari informasi kesehatan mereka menjadi satu hal yang sangatlah penting.
It's very hard for people to remember all the details of their own health, recent tests, what prescriptions they're on, injuries, all that sort of thing. Let alone if you're doing that on behalf of another person, as a carer would.
Hal ini juga berarti bahwa jika sang perawat sedang tidak berada di tempat dan seseorang lain yang harus menggantikan merawat, maka hal ini tidak akan menjadi masalah karena semua informasi telah tercatat sehingga mereka yang sakit dapat memperoleh perawatan yang diperlukan secepatnya. Untuk mendaftarkan diri dengan My Health Record, pendengar, Anda bisa mengakses website myhealthrecord.gov.au.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.